With Hurricane Matthew, a look at the cost of evacuating amid natural disaster. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. In Haiti, the number of casualties is still not clear after more than 2 days after the hurricane. Throughout the Caribbean, about 26 people so far are reported dead. Matthew struck the Bahamas overnight, is now on track for Florida's east coast, where millions right now are being asked to move inland. Even when the government helps with shelter, evacuations can be expensive for families. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports.
When I reached Warren Mercereau in South Carolina, he was sitting in the car with his wife in a huge traffic jam. And he said, remember that Clash song?
Should I stay or should I go? That's what goes on in people's minds.
They decided to go. Finding a kennel for their dog and two cats was the trickiest part of evacuating so far.
It took about 10 different calls.
For some families, the cost of up and leaving is just too much. Susan Cutter heads the Vulnerability Research Institute at the University of South Carolina.
They can't afford a hotel. They can't afford to get in their car.
Numbers are hard to find, but one study in North Carolina found that each time they had to evacuate, families spent between $150 and $500. And that was 17 years ago. Today, the states are providing buses and there will be shelters. The much larger costs kick in when a storm does actually hit. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
It's now emerged that a contractor with the National Security Agency was arrested in August, accused of taking super-secret computer code that's designed to help the U.S. hack into foreign government computer networks. The 51-year-old contractor worked for Booz Allen Hamilton, the same private consulting company that had employed the hacker of the century, Edward Snowden. Marketplace's Jed Kim is here live. Jed, who's this other guy?
Okay, Harold Thomas Martin has been accused of the theft. He was arrested in August, but the charges were only unsealed yesterday. The timing of this coincides with a probe into another security leak, this one by a group called Shadow Brokers that offered to sell information about NSA hacking tools. Some of the code found in Martin's home is similar to the kinds of cyber weapons offered by Shadow Brokers, but it's not clear if Martin has any ties to them or even what his intentions were for taking the materials.
Now, this is the second very public black eye for Booz Allen Hamilton in 3 years.
Yeah, Booz Allen's stock dropped almost 4% after the news broke yesterday. It makes a lot of money from government contractors, more than $5.4 billion in revenue last year. The company's investor page says it has been trying to expand more into commercial and international markets, but government contractors are the company's meat and potatoes. You know, this is going to raise a lot of questions about security clearances among contractors, but the government can't very well stop using them. According to the latest report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, there are more than 1.3 million people with top security clearance. More than 445,000 of those are contractors.
Are contractors. Jed, thank you. Tomorrow, it's the big jobs report covering September, the next to last before Election Day. As the job market has strengthened, we keep finding employers saying they can't find enough candidates to hire. But is this good or is it bad? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us from St. Paul. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So our hearts go out to employers. They'd love to hire people and there's nobody out there. It's a shame.
It's a real shame. David, this is the greatest opportunity for us to seize. I mean, if you think about it, the major economic imbalance of our time, and it's fueling a lot of the anger that seems to be out there that's come out during this election, is a lack of inclusion in the work world. Whenever I hear these complaints about businesses saying, oh, you know, we can't find workers, we need to be finding more workers, all I can think about is this is a tremendous opportunity to seize to attach people to the mainstream job market.
So it's that moment where we can do this. So what's the issue?
I think there hasn't been enough focus on it. I love Nobel laureate Edmund Phelps, and he's been proposing year after year about low-wage employment subsidies, like a matching grant. So if a company hires low-wage workers, they get a matching grant. And then, of course, we need to put a lot more resources in the training and retraining programs. So if we make a concerted effort to take advantage of the current environment that we're in, David, with programs like this, I think it's going to make a real difference to people.
The training part is a key piece, though. I mean, it's not just a warm body. You need people with, in many cases, skills, specific skills that employers are looking for.
And I've talked to a lot of community colleges, and you call them up because, oh, they had this wonderful training program, and it really worked. And then you say, well, how's it going? And they go, well, we ran out of funding. We were getting some help from nonprofits, a little bit of help from the government, and now that funding's all dried up. So it was good. It really worked. But we're not doing it any longer. What we need is more resources put in the training with employers, community colleges, nonprofit organizations, and government, and to say, look, we're going to have to invest in people, and we may have to reinvest in people as time goes on. But this is a way of keeping people prepared for the labor market and the opportunities that are out there.
Speaking from St. Paul, Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
And our partners at the BBC are reporting that police in India have busted up a call center scam in Western India that target American taxpayers. The caller ID would say Internal Revenue Service, and the caller in India would tell the American mark that if they didn't pay up back taxes, officials would raid their homes within half an hour. Officials say the scam pulled in about $150,000 a day. At least 70 people are under arrest in India, and officials say the FBI is being consulted now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.